Part 2. The Secret.
On the Monday of our appointment, I was walking to her house. To arrive more quickly, I walked through a poor district. Suddenly, I saw her in front of me. She stopped outside a house, took out a key, opened the door, and went in. "Here is the mystery," I said to myself. I looked around. Her handkerchief was in front of the door, on the doorstep. I picked it up and put it in my pocket. What should I do now? I decided to return to her house later that evening. At 6 o'clock, I visited her. She was as beautiful as ever.
"I've been at home all day," she said.
I pulled out her handkerchief and gave it to her. "You dropped this outside a house today, Lady Alroy," I said calmly. She looked at me in terror. I asked her what she was doing there.
"You have no right to ask me,"
she replied. I told her that I wanted to marry her. "That gives me a right," I said. She began to cry. "You must tell me," I demanded. I told her that she went to the house to meet someone. She denied it, but I continued saying terrible things to her. Finally, I left her house. She wrote me a letter, but I sent it back without reading it. I went to Norway. I had to go away. 1 month later, I read that she died of pneumonia. I loved that woman so much.
"Did you go back to the house in that street?" I asked.
"Yes. One day I went back to the street. I had to know. There, I met the owner of the house. She was a respectable woman. She told me she let rooms, and one room was free."
"I haven't seen the lady who rents them for 3 months,"
she told me. "Is this the woman?" I asked her, showing her the photograph I have shown you. She told me it was. I told her that the lady was dead. "What did she do here? Did she meet anyone?" I asked. The woman told me she met no one.
"She sat and read books, sir. Sometimes she had tea."
"Do you believe the woman was telling the truth?"
"Yes, I do," I answered.
"But why did Lady Alroy go there?"
"My dear Gerald," I answered, "Lady Alroy was a woman who loved mystery. She rented the room for the pleasure of going there secretly. She imagined she was a heroine in a story. But she herself was simply a sphinx without a secret." He looked at the photograph again.
"I'm not sure,"
he said.